I've got a lot of serious news to cover here in this third hour. This is not fun, happy stuff. This is not stuff that we're aspiring to or stuff, you know, that represents policy that we voted for. I'm here to talk to you, of course, about the escalation in the Ukraine-Russia war. Ukraine is firing long-range missiles and drones into Russia. They have struck Moscow. The city is on fire. I'm going to show you some really crazy footage of missile interceptions, gas infrastructure, LNG infrastructure being blown up. Everything we voted against, everything that Trump said he was going to end on day one or before day one when he became president-elect, he said one phone call and it's over. And to reflect, you know, on the history, I went over it a little bit with Ivan Ranklin, but we mostly talked, you know, about, you know, domestic U.S. policy. And of course, foreign policy is downstream of that with the corruption and everything. I want you to keep in mind, in March of, I believe it's just, it happened so long ago. Is it 2022 or 2023 that the Ukraine-Russia war started? At that time, 2022, in 2022, in March of 2022, the Istanbul Peace Accords were there. Zelensky was about to sign them, okay? Recognizing the Donbass as independent states, not even a part of Russia, as I understand it, and it would have been all over. What happens? Boris Johnson flies over from the UK with NATO backing, with our backing. That's implicit. Of course, Zelensky's our guy that we set up leading from 2014, the Maidan coup and all that. Look that up and learn your history. Gilbert Doctorow, I would highly suggest reading his books as well. They have this peace deal, this peace accord that's on the table. It gets torn up because we, NATO, promise to back Zelensky to the hilt. And so far, 1.5 million people, probably more, are dead, probably a lot more casualties as well. And Ukraine has been completely hollowed out. It is a rump state. It is a failed state. It is propped up by billions in Western dollars, whether those are EU, whether that comes from us directly. If you look at it, they've received like $300 billion from us. They've received a lot more money from the Europeans. The Europeans recently issued them a $1.3 billion loan. And that loan is leveraged with the credit of, oh, when you beat Russia, we're going to take Russian assets and that's what we're going to use to repay it. I mean, like, this is complete banana republic stuff. This is failed state stuff. Like I said, it's not real because, of course, the goal of all this is the corporate takeover of Ukraine. Right? That's what all of this is about. This is about Larry Fink, Jared Kushner, and Steve Witkoff coming into the country and meeting with Zelensky and dividing the corps up, saying we're going to have the Afghani migrants here, the Sudanese migrants there, we're going to have the mines there, we're going to have the farms there. Your whole native population, the sperm bank of Ukraine, destroyed, depleted, gone forever. And, you know, replaced with the new Globo Homo state. Isn't that nice? Isn't that cute? Liberal. Happy fun, la, human smuggling, fentanyl deaths, forced government euthanasia. You know, we all know the classic Alex Jones bit there. That's who really is in charge. That's who's really in power. We talked about Ivan Ranklin saying they're blessed by Bibi, and those that bless Bibi will be blessed. I mean, there's no better example than right there. This is a unique time in America where we have like four or five different secretaries of state. This has never been heard of or seen before, but these are the men, Jared Kushner and Steve Witkoff, that go into the country. They meet with Larry Fink. They meet with Zelensky, and they decide what's going to be done. The Ukrainians don't. You don't at home, the person who voted against funding all of this, just like me. That's me. I'm that person. None of us have any influence at all. It's the people in power, and the people in power are not even really people anymore. They're entities. They are entities that eat countries alive. Okay, they swallow countries whole and they convert them into billions and billions and billions of dollars. And they have a vision of a third world that is the whole world where they have under 500 million people that are all serfs, that are all slaves that work for them. And that is what the modern Ukrainian project is all about, ladies and gentlemen. That is it distilled into its purest form. It is Globo Homo. The prior population of Ukraine, I think it was like 45 million. Or something lower than that, 35 million. Now it's like 25 with more leaving every single day. And why would you stay when you're going to get conscripted? They're going to take you to the front line and you're going to get blown up by an FPV drone. This is the reality of modern warfare. It is ugly. It is a dead body. It is hell. War has always been hell. We do not support it on this network. Anti-war coverage coming right up. Rex Jones News on Twitter with a Z. Follow me, Rex Jones News on Twitter.
In the 21st century, it's time to stand up and realize that we should not allow ourselves to be crammed into this rat maze. We should not submit to dehumanization. The 21st century is going to be a new century, not
fear of God, eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
I want freedom! That's what I want! And that's what you should want!
You're listening to Alex Jones.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it!
AlexJonesLive.com. Tomorrow's news today.
We have footage of some of the harrowing attacks on Moscow today. I'm going to go ahead and get that up. I want people to see this. Clips 15, 16, 17, 18. I mean, it's just the same stuff we saw in Tehran, basically another nation's capital targeted, hit by Western forces, imperial powers. Take a look at this right here. Drone comes in, intercepted. That's warfare. You know, that's death. That's murder. You know, that's targeting another nation's capital. That's an act of war. This is potentially something that could be the catalyst to start World War III. Some would say World War III already happened. We're already in World War IV. That person would be my father, Alex Jones. I have to agree with him. Look at the wreckage. Look at the waste and pollution and destruction that war creates. Why do we have to fund this? Why do we have to do this? And we do, make no mistake, they're targeting data. Their satellites, their internet they use for their drone fleet. Zelensky says they're going to have 10 million drones by next year. All of that comes from us. It's our infrastructure. That poison cloud of acid dust and oil rain that's going to rain over a city of God knows how many million people, that's going to result in cancer, birth defects, and unknown deformities for years and years to come, just like East Palestine, Ohio, here at home. Somehow that's okay to do to these people. But, you know, we wouldn't tolerate it if somebody blew up Washington, D.C. or New York. Look at what happened with 9/11. Go ahead and show that one with the big explosion. Look at this. Only God knows how much this thing weighs. The tiny hat thing, where it, not that one. The explosion where it's the billowing smoke cloud and has like the oil cap on top of it. It looks like a tiny hat. We were laughing about it in the break room before we went live. I mean, people don't get this. That thing probably weighs like 100 tons, if not more. And you see it fly up in the sky. Like, you know, it's a little piece of paper or a paper airplane that a child tossed, and then it comes crashing down, and we watch the footage, just like we've seen the footage of Gaza, of Lebanon, of the West Bank, of Iran, the attacks on the school, the bridge infrastructure, all of it. And we go, this is satanic. This is inhumane. This is wrong. Okay? There's still a rail line that goes from Western Europe into Ukraine that all these rich world leaders take to go party in Kiev with Zelensky. And go to God knows what in the bathroom with the bottle of powder. You know, it's just, it's absolutely disgusting. Go ahead and go to clip 19, but not go to the clip. I want you to show me the attached tweet from Zelensky, and I'm going to read it in voice. Let's go ahead and get that up there on screen. It's going to be clip 19. I am Zelensky. I want nuclear weapon and all my citizens to die. I will replace them with third world immigrant. Why am I wearing suit? I do not wear a suit. I am homeless crackhead who played president on TV and they elected me to be president. And I want nuclear weapon to use on Russia. This is Zelensky. This is what Zelensky does. This is what he's proud of. Look at this. Look at that. That thing weighs like over 100 tons. Look at it fall like paper. Look at that city burn. And imagine if someone did that to us here. I think it's clip 20. Maybe we can go to it. And the one that got deleted, we don't have to care about that one. Let's go ahead and cut to clip 22. I want to show you his backers. I want to show you, oh, the friends, the liberal friends fighting against the evil empire of Russia. Oh, I'll go ahead and read that one really quick. This is fine, actually. Leave it up. I don't want to bounce around too much. What's that white baggie there on the table? What's going on here? What's that? Oh, they're sitting down. They're going to do a little presser. They're having fun. They're all smiling. You know, ninjas always got to show their teeth, as a CGA says, Coach Greg Adams. Big fan of him. Just kidding. Check this out. Oh, look at that white bag. Oh, got to hide that. I wonder what that could be. That couldn't be a little Bolivian marching powder now, could it? Could that be the cocaina that Zelensky is known to reportedly, allegedly love so much? Certainly not. These couldn't all be a league of Hunter Bidens now, could they? They're the leaders of the free world. Isn't that a funny joke? the EU. They replaced their own people with people all around the world after they destroyed their countries, right? And the native population is a second-tier citizen. You don't have rights. And then they take you to war, too, to kill you, to get rid of you, and to fully initiate the replacement. They say, hey, you know, we're German, we're UK, we're British, we're Irish, we're Welsh, Scottish, whatever, right? But after this war, we're not going to be any of those things because we're all going to be dead, right? And that's what they tell the young people to sign on to. A lot of the young people over there in Europe are awake, but a lot of them still sadly fall for the propaganda. And with a parliamentary system of government the way that they have, you know, a lot of onus is put on us having the two-party system, and I'm not a fan of it either. I want a third party. I really do. I wouldn't call myself a Republican. Certainly not. Not a Democrat. I'm not a donkey. I'm not an elephant. I'm a human being, right? But when it comes to all of these people, when it comes to all of these things, and I totally lost my train of thought there for a second, but now I'm remembering what I wanted to say. When it comes to all of these people and all of these things, it doesn't matter whether you're identifying as a Democrat, identifying as a Republican. Both of the establishments in those parties support these wars. And they support people like Mertz, people like Starmer, the people around that table, the prime minister and all of that of these various, you know, EU nations that are beneficiaries of us, that we pay for their entire defense budget so they don't have to and they can pretend, you know, to be liberal and loving. Well, that ain't working anymore because the dollar is weak and the dollar is going down. And everyone that's been a vassal state of the U.S. empire moving forward, they have to decide, are we going to become even more slavish to try to get more approval, more weapons? Or are we going to have to reconsider these insane wars we're involved in, like the Russia-Ukraine war, where they're making drones and sending them into Ukraine, then expecting Russia not to hit them back? Are they going to keep doing that to their people? Are they going to keep replacing their people? Are they going to keep doing it to all of us around the world by funding this BS war against Russia? And like, this is the thing. We look at Israel-Gaza. We look at Israel-Lebanon, Israel-Iran. That's evil. That's unconscionable. That's our sick, delusional, twisted fantasy, right? That's our chemical romance. But when it comes down to what's happening over in Ukraine, these are the Europeans pushing this. These people have no military. And I criticize the United States military. You know, we may have lost this war, and we have lost this war 100%. At least we had the bombs and the missiles to drop when we did it. Everything the EU gets, everything that NATO gets is downstream of us. And that is the mafia racketeer protection deal that is the United States of America. You pay us money, we give you our military systems, you use our military systems how we want you to and to defend yourself. That's the scam, that's the reality. So for the Don to say, hey, I don't want your protection money anymore, I don't want your military money anymore, that's why the divorce is so difficult, right? Because Trump, sadly, above being the peace president and the peacemaker and all of this, he's a businessman. He thinks about money, he thinks about getting rich, and he thinks about the country and says, you know, hey, as long as I'm not dropping the bombs, I'll sell them to you. Well, newsflash, Trump, if we're selling them the bombs, then we're also doing it. If we're selling them the parts to make drones, then we're also doing it. If we're providing the targeting data and the telemetry, certainly we're doing it. Get that footage back up for a second. Look at this stuff. Look at it. Look at this person. Can you believe it? I said I didn't like war, but it seems like I like war quite a lot. Look at this, guys. We pay for it. You pay for it. You eat it. Go ahead and get that EU $106 billion wartime loan article up. The money that has been given to these people is not even real. Okay, it's just like Iran, the Iran war, where it's like a $500 billion conflict. If you look at what the West has put in between $200 and $300 billion, God knows how much more dark money there was besides that, right? Look at what the Europeans have done with this reported $106 that they're going to get through, or however much it is. Yes, $106. You look at what Zelensky says. Yes, I'm going to make 10 million drones with that money. I'm going to do whatever with that money. How is this not economic warfare? How is this not declaring war on Russia? If you pay somebody else to commit the crime, aren't you guilty of the crime as well? I really, really, really don't get it. Go ahead and go to Zelensky and go to clip 23. We will produce 10 million drones this year.
That's why in this case, we are better than on middle strikes, as I said, and long range, we are better. We will produce about 10 million drones during this year, but we can double.
We make drones.
This
double.
Is also, I think, good news from our perspective, and it's good news first of all from our industry.
Pause. When Lindsey Graham comes to Kiev, you know, I say, why did it turn French? I lost the ability to do the impression. I need nuclear weapon. I am Zelensky. When Lindsey Graham comes to town, I put on giant Cookie Monster costume because he tells me to. I am little Zelensky. Play him again.
Direction. So this is also good. Good sanctions began to work, not enough sanctions.
Good sanctions.
And good that 90 billion, we've got 90 billion decision, and it's very helpful. I mean, it's great European support.
Okay, so he's talking about sanctions. I think we passed 19 sanctions packages on Russia. Spoiler alert, it didn't work. And the second the Iran war started, we lifted those, or into the Iran war, I guess I should say we lifted those, right? Because we had to stabilize the global oil market. Now, go back to the footage, the B-roll, just to show the explosions and all of that while I talk about this. Okay, so you would think, as the United States of America, the greatest nation in the world, the greatest country in the world, that we wouldn't want to be involved on the losing side. Right. And that's kind of, you know, the narrative around the Iran war is that we've already won. It's kind of the same with the Ukrainians. The Ukrainians are losing territory and losing men, but we're told that survival is the victory. How long does that last? And how many more provocative attacks like this one can you issue? You're going to make 10 million drones this year. You're going to kill 10 million people. What are you going to do with those, Mr. Zelensky? I want to go to Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov responding in clip 24. Clip 24 really quick, and that's Russian Foreign Minister Lavrov. I'll read the subtitles to it. I have long been convinced that words are not enough. It is no coincidence that the president announced some time ago, after yet another act by the Kiev terrorist, Zelensky, that we will now conduct massive group strikes on a regular basis against targets whose condition directly affects the combat readiness of the Ukrainian armed forces. This task has been set forward by the Supreme Commander-in-Chief, Vladimir Putin. Our armed forces are fulfilling it. We'll continue to fulfill it. So they got people in Russia. They got a guy named Kuraganov who already is gathering a lot of support for launching or displaying the use of a nuclear weapon. Okay? Because of things like this, imagine what would happen if Washington, D.C. got blown up. How would we as America respond? Well, Russia's over there dealing with a Cuban missile crisis in the modern age where, you know, the Russians tried to put missiles in Cuba that almost resulted in World War III or nuclear war, whatever you want to say. This is the modern equivalent. Ukraine is the country where they've had the second most NATO exercises in all of Europe, and it's not a NATO country. Okay. When Russia dissolved the Warsaw Pact in 1991, NATO turned around and added 12 countries to itself after promising not one more inch over the red line. Right. So what are you supposed to do if you're in a situation where you're being bombed, you're being attacked, you're fighting this war, and the war's not going to end until they take the Donbass because those people are being shelled and killed by the Ukrainians before the war even started? That's true. That's a verifiable fact. What are you supposed to do when you're being attacked, you know, by Western powers and you're not allowed to do anything, you know, about the actual infrastructure it's bringing these people in? Like I mentioned earlier, they have the rail line that comes into the country via Western Europe. All right. They're blowing up Russia's capital right now. Russia still hasn't blown up that rail line, right? So I think we're going to see escalations into things like that. I think we're going to see more intelligence and military centers targeted. The Ukrainians are making drones inside of people's homes and houses. It's a small industry. That's not Russian propaganda. You can go on TikTok and watch them do it. They're very proud of it, okay? Is that a civilian target? I don't know. Maybe Putin and Lavrov will start asking those questions. What did we want? What did the Americans want? Just like Iran, to not be involved, to not fund it. And I take you back. I take you back to 2022, March, the Istanbul peace agreements that Zelensky was about to sign. But we, the Western Empire, prevented him from doing so. This is all our fault. We are responsible for it. Just like the dead kids in Lebanon, just like the dead kids in Gaza, just like the dead kids in Iran, it's U.S. money that goes to these things, U.S. infrastructure that goes to these things, U.S. power that gets projected and used up, blood and treasure, and for what? Like I said earlier, to hollow out a state so Larry Fink and BlackRock can take it over? Get that back up. Isn't that interesting? He's touching a wall there. Well, what's up with that wall? We got all these people, you know, whether they're in the House, in the Senate, the presidency, all around the world, Malay too, all of them. What's up with them touching that wall over there? What does it make you Superman? Do you get special powers, or does it bless you? What is a blessing? Does it say You must be pro-war. You must be anti-peace. You must destroy other nations. Is that what the wall says? Because everybody that touches the wall seems to do that stuff, right? Isn't that a little bit odd? Isn't that a little bit confusing? But like, Zelensky is such an onus, heinous character. All these people are. Look, Hillary's touching the wall. I mean, I can't even get into it. Okay, to be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, it grinds my gears to see this kind of behavior and to see that we haven't left it yet, that we haven't left nations that do this to us, that behave this way. Why are we doing this? Generation upon generation of American leader showing up to that wall, worshiping it, praising it, telling, oh, wall, I love you. Please donate to my super PAC. Give me political donations. I promise I'll let you bomb innocent civilians in Gaza. I promise. I promise. It's an old Roman fort. It isn't even a part of the temple. This is known. But just like in Israel, we can't get a DNA test because, oh, no, might find out you're not Semitic. Can't question that. And that's the official story. That's the magic. Iran must never have a nuclear weapon. Iran must never have a nuclear weapon. Regime change. That's what it was always about. Iran never wanted a nuclear weapon. They banned it in 2003. But when that wall starts talking and that wall starts filling your head with ideas about the nuclear weapon, I guess you just got to say it. Like, do they get body snatchered, like invasion of the body snatchers when they touch the wall and they turn into... They turn into that guy? Is that what happens? Is that what we're dealing with here? Maybe I'm a fool to hope for peace and hope for something better. I wanted to get into this. We can show B-roll of it, of Operation Spider's Web. This happened last year. This is another example of insane Western aggression. This is an attack that we helped them with. Yeah, that's what happens when you touch the wall right there. That's what happens. Ben Shapiro, I watch Mark Levin. Hezbollah and Hamas. What happened? Hezbollah and Hamas! Hezbollah! Okay, that's a little bit funny. But yeah, I wanted to talk about Operation Spider's Web for a second, talk about another example of this insane escalation. Last year, we helped the Ukrainians target their nuclear triad, target the Russian nuclear fleet of bombers. Look at this. Okay? This is an attack on another nation's nuclear program. This is something that had to be done in part or in whole with backing from either British, American, or just the whole Five Eyes Western intelligence system, right? They got Russian drivers to drive 18-wheelers they didn't know anything about deep into Russia by the bombers. And a part of the bombers being out, you might say, well, that's pretty stupid for old Putin to have the bombers out. It's pretty stupid for that guy to do that. Good on the Ukrainians. That's a good military right there. The reason why the planes are parked out in view so everyone can see them, that's a part of a nuclear arms treaty that's saying, hey, we're going to be in the spirit of not wanting nuclear war. I got my cards on the table. You got yours. Guess what? The New START treaty that the Russians wanted us to re-sign, not doing that anymore. We violate every single prospect of international law. And these are treaties that we set up. These are deals that we make and we agree to. Get the footage back up there. The drones literally come out of the 18-wheelers and blow up the bombers. And this has already been memory-holed because something new happens every single day. But look at the reality of this on the ground. And realize, again, my whole point with all this, we're paying for it. We're the ones that do it. It's our reality, okay? It's not their reality, and like we act like we're divorced from it because like Otto von Bismarck said, we have weak neighbors to our north and south and fish to our left and right. Yes, that's true. But in a world of the internet, in a world of the plane, in a world of the ballistic missile, none of that matters much anymore. Do you not see that when we pay for it, we're culpable? Wow. And like Zelensky said, they're going to make 10 million drones. What do you even use 10 million drones on? There's entire portions of Ukraine that are just covered in fiber optic cable, right? You know, entire just giant miles upon miles upon miles of land that's impassable. It truly is. You know, a modern World War One. I look at the drones and warfare like I look at chemical weapons in World War One. I think they should be banned. It's inhumane. You see some of the footage come out, and it's from both the Russian and Ukrainian side. And you have these soldiers, you know, that are just, you know, lying in a creek bed somewhere, hiding behind a tree, scared for their life. They can't do anything. You hear the vroom, vroom, vroom. You hear that thing come in? It's over. Or, you know, you're in a riverbed, you're dying. I watched this video, I think it was a Russian soldier, and the Ukrainian drone operator is tormenting him, flying the drone around his head, buzzing over, down, up and down, over and over and over again, and then finally it flies into his face. And that's where we are. That's what we're complicit in, that's what we pay for. Wouldn't it be nice that instead of this warmongering empire that we've become, where we have to, you know, use the fancy toys that we spend all our money on every single year, wouldn't it be nice if we could be the biggest proponents of peace around the globe? Wouldn't it be nice if we could bring justice and freedom and liberty? Wouldn't it be nice that instead of funding Ukrainian attacks on Moscow or Israeli attacks on Gaza, Lebanon, and Iran, wouldn't it be nice if we could blockade the UK and bring them some free speech, bring them some Second Amendment, you know, restore their country, bring their country back? Because, you know, they're the ones really being oppressed. You know, people over there in the EU, it's your leadership, this dictator class that is bringing you into these wars to kill you and replace you. That is what all of this is about. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to go ahead and take calls on the last segment. I covered the waterfront here today. The number to call into, I should have told you guys to get it ready. I apologize. Are we ready for that? Okay. Number to call in. I want to hear what you got to say on the Ivan Ranklin interview, the war, the J.D. Vance coverage, the Mark Levin coverage. 512-266-0642. That's 512-266-0642. Really looking forward to talking to you guys after this break coming up, but I do want to take calls. We covered a lot, so I want to narrow it down. Two topics. I want to hear what your impression is of J.D. Vance moving forward, like after the stuff we've covered today, referencing Mark Levin, referencing Ben Shapiro versus his position, kind of the angel devil on Trump's shoulder dynamic. Is that real? Is J.D. Vance just another devil? Is it real? Is he milquetoast? Is he another Jeb Bush? I want to hear from you on that. I also want to hear from you on the Ukrainian news that I just covered with the bombing of Moscow and how people feel. I know we got a lot of like Trump supporters, Trump voters in the audience, how people feel about that and Trump's initial promise to take us out of that war. Because like that's my dad always says, I'm going to hold Trump's feet to the fire. And that's fine. Right. And that's a fine phrase to use. And I used it with Ivan Ranklin. What about holding him accountable? Right? Like, what about accountability for these people? I want to hear what the electorate has to say. I want to hear what the voting public has to say about that. The number to call in, of course, that's 512-266-0642, 512-266-0642. And I do want to remind you, thealexjonesstore.com is the place to get all the finest vitamins, minerals, supplements, apparel, belts, t-shirts, hats, knives, you name it. We've got it all available and more at thealexjonesstore.com. If you're interested in a formula that I created, two formulas actually that I created, I want you to go check out the Power Drive bundle. That's Methyl Drive and Power Plant. Power Plant is kind of an exercise activator agent, works in concert with Methylene Blue, boosts ATP, oxygen utilization, boosts dopamine, norepinephrine in the brain. Combine that with the power of Methyl Drive, containing, of course, all important CoQ10. And PQQ, used for mitochondrial biogenesis, electron transfer chain support, and so much more. That's the Power Drive Bundle, 120 capsules, 30 servings. It'll really, really change your life, especially if you're a guy and you're already taking Methylene Blue. That power plant, you can just get it on its own. It's amazing. It raises free testosterone and total testosterone. It's got agents in there that promote dopamine, norepinephrine, make exercise feel amazing, combined, of course, with the cordyceps mushroom. We all know about this bestseller for many, many years, now available for you here at thealexjonesstore.com. Thank you so much. I'll be right back after the break.
Tell your friends, and you can get Alex through the Alex Jones app as well, alexjonesapp.com. You know, especially you young people, the Zoomers listening to me, go help your grandparents. I literally, when I was in Colorado, was like installing the app on my grandmother's phone, doing the shortcut to the Rumble channel so she could always find the live stream. Technology's moving, we're moving with it, and we got to make sure to pull everybody along with us. And of course, you can support us by going to thealexjonesstore.com. We have incredible products there. I'm kind of a sucker for all of the products that we have at thealexjonesstore.com because they're all awesome. And it's like, it's not a thing I'm getting paid to do, right? Like I could always carry around my old wallet, but I got the new wallet because it's so awesome. And I've been so happy with it the entire time. Now we have these premium nylon tactical belts available at thealexjonesstore.com. They're only $39.99 and they are of equivalent design, quality, standards, aesthetics, just amazing stuff. You will never be disappointed with the quality of items at thealexjonesstore.com. Whether it's the supplements or the gear like this, it's always top-notch, just like we try to keep our coverage always top-notch. Might be a an ironic thing to say for a belt that has no notches. It is a heavy-duty nylon webbing with smooth automatic ratchet buckle, so there's no holes, no notches, no guessing, no too tight or too loose. You just adjust it to exactly where you want it, and it stays there. You get a perfect micro-adjustable fit, whether you're out working, carrying, driving, sitting at your desk, or on the move. We've got three unique designs, the Cross Edition, the 1776 Edition, and the Alex Jones Signature Edition. You can get each one of these for under $40, but for a limited time, you can get all three designs bundled together for only $99. If you want my advice, they make fantastic gifts, so if you want one, go ahead and get all three, and then give your least favorite two out as gifts. Or heck, buy six and give three of them out as gifts. And of course, the America 250 Birthday Limited Edition 4th of July Apparel Sale is on. Folks, 4th of July is coming up quick. You're not going to want to be out there wearing like a purple shirt, right? You're going to want to be decked out head to toe in the most patriotic gear you can find. And the best place to get it, hands down, is the AlexJonesStore.com. This collection right now is 30% off. So again, you're running out of time to get this before July 4th, so it's delivered and you can wear it with pride on Independence Day, coming up very, very quickly. Go now, thealexjonesstore.com. Check out the America 250 Limited Edition 4th of July Apparel Collection. It's 30% off right now. We also have gravity-fed water filter systems back in stock, because we are, at the end of the day, but humble water filter salesmen here trying to both provide, because it's always the way we've been. You've got to not just combat this stuff at the political level, you've got to protect yourself in the meantime. In other words, they put chemicals in the water. We want to be activists, we want to be protesters, we want to be running for office to get that changed, to get the stuff removed from the water. In the meantime, filter your water. It goes like that. Destroying Tyranny Since 1776, Betsy Ross snake t-shirt. It's like, how many banned logos can you put on a single shirt? How many logos that would get you kicked out of the U.S. military or investigated by the FBI can we put on a shirt? Because believe it or not, that is the state of freedom of this in this country, at least a few years ago. Do you remember there was a serial, like a list of symbols that had been banned by the U.S. Army for, you know, extremist ties? Embrace freedom and our symbols and our history unapologetically, proudly, and by going to the AlexJonesStore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Bringing in the classics here on War Room Live, I'm your embattled host, Rex Jones, on the Alex Jones Network. Alex Jones Live, repost, reshare the stream, repost, reshare the clips, two of today, a lot of funny clips referencing Mark Levin, some serious ones with Ivan Ranklin as well. Really appreciate everybody holding on the line. Really quick, I want to let the audience know, it's Rex Jones News with a Z on Twitter, Rex Jones News on Twitter, and then it's Gray Area Talks, that's my evening show, and New American Journal, that's my morning show. I want you to go ahead and go follow, subscribe to all those accounts, YouTube, Rumble, X, you name it. My personal Instagram, Rex Jones News with a Z, go ahead and follow me there as well. I'd really appreciate it. I really love you guys, and I'm thankful for all the support that I've been getting from the audience, but we've covered a lot of news today, covered domestic, foreign policy, of course, the escalation in Ukraine. I want to get to the callers now. I want to talk to Bart in Georgia first. Bart in Georgia, how are you doing?
Hey, sir. Thank you for taking my call. I want to get to this never-ending war.
Sure.
In Iran. Well, there's a reason these wars never end, because people are getting filthy rich off it. Howard
right.
Lutnick. And you know what? If we cut off the intelligence, this war will be over in 24 hours. And you know what? This is like giving money to a degenerate gambler when he's on a losing streak.
Yep.
This has got to end. And you know what? I hate to keep bringing this up, but I think Trump is still under the influence of scopolamine, devil's breath. Thank you.
No, we talked about that earlier. Stay on the line. You don't have to go away. There is clearly some sort of coercive element on Trump. Right. And Joe Ken even hints at this. He goes, I don't know what it is. It's got to be something dark. basically. It is that unknown element. And I don't think it's out of the question that he could be drugged or sedated. They could be doing something to him. And the thing is, I always looked at Trump as a mixed bag, right? I always looked at him as a guy that had his own personal motive and profit and interest in whatever, but maybe he wanted to be loved so badly that he would save the country. That's what I always believed. So if they've got an old man and they're keeping him sequestered and they're keeping him, you know, in a sedated state and they're doing all these things to him, it could be that or many other causes. I think, what's your view on, like, what was your position, Bart, on the Ukraine conflict? And then, like, how did that impact your 2024 perspective?
Well, I believed Trump when he said he was going to end the war, and he's broken his word, because, like I said, by cutting off the intelligence alone, the war would be over in 24 hours, because they're like a degenerate gambler that's going to lose everything. Don't pour more money into them.
No, 100%. 100%. Totally agree. Thank you for the call, Bart in Georgia. And, like, these are the things that everybody's saying, right? Is like, why are we out of here already? Why are we doing this? What's wrong with Trump? And, like, that was my dad's feeling, you know, coming into a lot of this, having to deal with, you know, Trump really betraying us on a wide number of issues. Is like, why are you doing this? What is the cause? And my co-host in the morning, Anthony Graffio, he thinks that, you know, Trump is the moon child and that, you know, like, there's an ancient ritual, bloodline prophecy, whatever. I don't buy that. My afternoon co-host, evening co-host on Marquee Show Gray Area, Tim Tompkins, he's like, you know, it's all profit motive and he's figuring things out this way, that way. You know, both of those perspectives, you know, I don't understand why it couldn't be, you know, 10, 20, 30 different things. I think there's so many factors. It reminds me of the old Simpsons bit where Mr. Burns goes to the doctor, right? And the doctor does all these tests on him and, like, pokes a needle through his arm and, like, the needle just comes out the other side and, like, he's made out of gelatin, basically. Like, he blows into the thing they use to test your lungs and he like, sucks all the air out of himself and all this comical stuff. But the doctor takes him over at the end and he shows him this kind of doorway and he shoves all these, like, novelty germs through it, like, one at a time they all go through, and he takes all of them together. And they don't go through. They stay. They can't go through the door. That's what I think it is with Trump. It is very demonic. Like, they are legion. They are legion. Like, that is the reality. The forces, the dark forces, the principalities, whatever you want to call them. You can call that money, call that power, call that energy, call that death, whatever. Whatever dark power he's been enslaved to, or that Bibi Netanyahu has enslaved him to, right? Both willingly or unwittingly, it doesn't really matter at this point. Is it possible for him to be freed of that? Is it possible for us to get, in some aspect, our president, you know, back? I wouldn't even say he showed up in the first place, but to get him to show up on a few of these issues, namely being anti-war. The thing is with Trump, and, like, we talk about the maybe possible drugging, getting old, whatever, or just plain old evil. We talk about all these things. I just look at it from the perspective of, like, if you're trying to be loved, then you wouldn't do any of these things. And I think Trump has a pathological desire to be loved. I think he is a grandiose narcissist, right? I do believe that. So if you have this desire, this need to be loved, then why are you making everybody hate you? I guess you could say, you know, it's like the Kendrick Lamar song, they not like us, they not like us, they not like us. And he says, hey, I'm rich, I'm a billionaire, all the billionaire people love me, all the politicos love me, those are my real friends, F you. But at the same time, like, Trump is a guy that goes on social media. Trump is a guy that at some level, you know, I don't know how much it's been curtailed, but he does see a little bit of what the public has to say, and that does have to keep him awake at night to the limited degree that he sleeps. And I do think that is a factor, and that is why I've been black pilling, I've been white pilling yesterday and today, because I've been pleased with the news. Let's see where the chips fall. Let's see what the cards have to say at the blackjack table with this one. Let's go ahead and talk to Don in Oklahoma. Don in Oklahoma, you're on the air.
How you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Okay. I'm a scatterbrain. I drink a little beer after hours.
You're good.
One of the things of this Israeli and the treason of our U.S. government, what is it, Section 422?
224.
422.
Yeah.
Of the 27 NDAA bill. Anybody that signs that in the U.S., they're traitors. There's a death sentence that comes along with that after a fair trial, of course.
Right.
But, they used to hang them fairly quickly when they caught traitors. I don't guess so now. What we've lost any semblance of a government. What's Trump doing? Well, he promised all this stuff. Who is he, and where's he at now?
Right.
Marion Allison's ass or something. I don't know. Pick a subject.
Here's what I think you're getting at. America is tired of not being listened to. Americans are tired of not being listened to. And it reaches a point as to where, like, you know, these things are corrupt. You know, these things are wrong. You need to be telling your families and friends and coworkers about all of this. Right. And that's the message I always give when I do the show. If you have an awareness, it doesn't matter how, like, smart or prepared or whatever you are. If you know the truth, bring the truth to other people. I really do appreciate the call. Thank you, Don in Oklahoma. I do appreciate the call. Okay. I see something up on my screen, and I'm going to take it because he's been holding the longest. The bloodline families of the Illuminati. Let's go to David in Pennsylvania. David, you're on the air.
Hello.
Howdy.
Good to speak to you, Rex. Yes, have you ever heard of a book by Rich Springmeier called Bloodlines of the Illuminati?
It sounds familiar.
Yes. It's all linked down through the generations.
Okay.
The families. Astor, Bundy, Collins, DuPont, Freeman, Kennedy, Li, L-I, that's in China, Onassis, Reynolds, Rockefeller, Rothschild, Russell, and Van Dude, D-U-Y-N.
Yeah.
It was Holland.
All right, so what's the point here? What do these people control?
Well, they control everything. The global finance, the government, the culture. They're connected to intermarriage. They have a called esoteric background. Yeah.
Okay.
Ruling it to the
elite. Where can people go to read more about it?
Well,
all right. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. All right. I'm 23. I'm bald. I got a girl that I'm sweet on that I'm thinking about right now. And that call just kind of took me out a little bit. Just like, I'm supposed to go on a date or something soon. I'm supposed to ask somebody out, and now I got to think about the bloodlines, I guess. And it's just, when I was a boy, when I was like 10 years old, I had people coming up to me with documents, like at school or at work or wherever, if I was at the office. And one time this guy, like half his body burned off, basically. I call him the man with the hook hand. He escaped a mental institution, and he came to the old office, and he had documents for me. And I just kind of went, thank you. And I took the documents, and bye-bye it was. Here's the thing. Why do we need crazy bloodline, reptilian, David Icke type stuff? Why do we need that when we have real evidence of the conspiracies right in front of our faces and we're not talking about that stuff? So I just, all right. Okay. Let's go ahead and go to clip number 26, Tucker breaking down the MOU. I think this is important for people to understand. I want more people to call in. Go ahead and go to clip 26 when you have it ready.
Very shortly after this war commenced, Israel decided, oh, wait, we're going to take this opportunity not to achieve the goals that they convinced President Trump to tell our nation about, but instead to do something we've wanted to do for a long time, which is steal southern Lebanon. And so very shortly after this war began, Israel started a new war with American weapons paid for by American taxpayers designed to take land from Lebanon, all the land south of the Litani River, which kind of bisects the country diagonally. And then starts hitting Beirut on the Mediterranean, an ancient and beautiful city, maybe the most beautiful city in the world. And Israeli warplanes started blowing up civilians in the middle of Beirut while the United States was occupied, tied down, really, both fighting this war that Israel inspired. We followed Israel's lead into the war, according to the Secretary of State, Marco Rubio.
Pause it.
And
this is the thing I always want to make clear to people. And it's almost like you have these various arguments. I got like Ukraine war argument, U.S.-Israeli empire argument, Iran war argument, Gaza argument. This is what I always tell people. Like if you're debating neocons, you got neocons and your friends and family and your inner circle, whatever. And they tell you about like why we had to do the war or whatever, like why Trump didn't go far enough. keep in mind, the thing you got to tell them, we illegally started this war when Israel took us into battle. And Marco Rubio, the quote is, Israel was going to attack. We feared Americans would die in the retaliation. So we wanted to make sure that didn't happen. It's only going to be 24 to 48 hours. So paraphrasing a little bit, that's the quote. I want to keep that in mind for people. As more people call in, the number to call in, 512-266-0642. That's 512-266-0642. Let me go ahead and get Jason from Vegas on the air talking about Mark Levin. Uh-oh. Mark Levin. Are you on the air? It says that he's screen. Is my audio out?
Hello?
All right, I can hear you now, my friend. How are you doing?
Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you. That's a bit loud. Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? I don't think he can hear me. I think he dropped off. All right. All right. While we wait for more callers to call in, that's 512-266-0642. Let's go back to that Tucker clip. Once we have it.
Defending mainland Israel from the response to that war from Iran. And Israel takes this opportunity to use our money to start a new war to steal land. So this agreement addresses that in the very first paragraph. So while a lot of people in America didn't even notice this was happening, Iran focused on it. And so in order to get everything else that follows in this agreement, the United States will have to restrain Israel, pull back from Lebanon, stop killing civilians in Lebanon, and give back the land that you stole while the rest of us were paying attention to the Iran war. Wow, that's the first paragraph. And apparently the U.S. is going to sign this. Paragraph two. The United States and the Islamic Republic of Iran undertake to respect each other's sovereignty and territorial integrity and to refrain from interfering in one another's affairs, internal affairs. Why is this significant? Well, because the United States is addressing the Islamic Republic of Iran not as a rogue terror state, the Third Reich reconstituted in the Middle East, but as a normal country.
Pause it.
In fact, as a power.
So, yeah, we're going to have to deal with them as a regional power. Of course, we should have done that from the beginning of the war. There shouldn't have been a war at all, but that is the reality. Tucker breaks it down excellently there. I highly recommend watching that full interview from Tucker Carlson. Let's go ahead and go to Duke in Oklahoma. J.D. Vance, is he in the club?
Hey, Rex, how are you today?
I'm pretty good. I can't complain.
I'm going to have to say we're still in the same boat. I don't know why we think J.D. Vance or anybody else in this administration is going to do anything different. I mean,
I don't. I agree with you. I like white pilling on occasion, you know?
Yeah. It's like we take two steps back, you know, every time. We don't have anybody that's actually done exactly what they say they're going to do. It doesn't exist. It's like it does not exist. And I don't know where this is going to take us, but there's nobody. There's nobody right now that is saying anything. It's like we're running for governor. We got a couple people running for governor right now in Oklahoma. And I listen to these guys. This is a joke. I'm just shaking my head going, what is going on? You know?
Right. It's like they're not even real. Like, you know, these empty suits, whoever they have running, it's the party infrastructure that manufactures like the fakest, most empty people on earth, whether that's Democrat or Republican. It's like we don't have real people in office. I totally agree.
We're in trouble. We're in trouble.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add on to that with J.D. Vance?
No, I don't trust him, and that's just I know a lot of other people are just sick and tired of this. We put up with this too long. It's something's got to break, and it's gonna give.
This is why if I'm gonna support a political candidate, they're either gonna be not a politician, like brand new outside the system, or it's gonna be a military person. You know, it's been over there and has had to see these things and do these things. I think a big reason why we have the problems that we have right now, Duke, is that we have people that are professional lawyers that have never seen, you know, struggle, sweat, much less death and murder. I think it creates a level of, you know, comfortability where it's like they're bubble boy and, you know, their wars, their death, their violence, their inflation. It doesn't touch them because they can vote and they can bet in the stock market, the prediction market. They're making money. It's not their sons and daughters going off to die. It's yours or somebody else's in a foreign country. They're elitist and they're detached from us. So I do agree with you. Thank you for your call. I really appreciate it. Let me take the call from Tiger, Washington State. Tiger, you're on the air. How are you doing?
Hey there, Rex. Can you hear me?
I can. Loud and clear.
excellent. Now, I called you up on your Gray Zone show a while back. I just wanted to chime in a little bit. I sure. almost think like we're inside of a Russian nesting doll, a psyop inside of a psyop inside of another one. Because I don't know whether it'd be red-pilled, blue-pilled, white-pilled, black-pilled. Hell, I don't right. know what's going on.
Right. How about no more pills? How about say no to drugs? Like that's the reality. It's like we have to be reality-pilled, you know?
That's absolutely correct, sir.
What else is on your mind?
Well, not a whole lot. Just on a job site, listen to the show. Figure I'd call in.
Beautiful.
And
I love it. What pill are you taking? Is that methylene blue?
Oh, yes, sir. Hey, I take all your supplements, man. Hold on. Let me grab out my little medicine cabinet here.
We love it.
Methylene blue every single day. And I tell you what, it's phenomenal.
My unlimited power.
I don't know what it did, but it fixed my eyeballs. Now, on top of that, let's see. I take your power plant and your methyl drive. I take your CMOS. I take the ultimate life force, the ultra methylene red, the ultimate burn, the Sheila G complex pills, the zeolite detox, and the NASA iodine, along with the vitamin mineral fusion. But you guys don't have that on the website right now.
You're taking the power drive bundle. He's taking power plant and methyl drive, those two products that I created. Did you notice an increase in energy after you started taking the power plant?
10,000%. And I'll put it to you like this. Usually I keep the medicine box or whatever you want to call it, the pill box, in the work van on the weekends. I don't right. usually go out to the work van, and I start dragging real hard Saturday, Sunday. Come around Monday, full of energy again.
Right. And it's got the zinc and boron in there to raise your testosterone and free testosterone together in concert, combined with the Rhodiola roja, also known as golden root. And that really helps your brain. It lowers cortisol as well with a different mechanism of action than ashwagandha. And that really contributes to, you know, lower stress, lower inflammation, higher testosterone levels. And that's what a lot of men need to get through their day. And I think the store should always have like a Super Male Vitality analog equivalent. It doesn't work through the same pathway that Super Male Vitality did. It works through a different one with the minerals and then with the cordyceps and the Rhodiola roja. Like, I'm really proud of Power Plant, and I'm honored that you're taking that supplement, and I'm grateful that it's improved your life. Thank you so much for the plug, man. Anything you want to say in closing?
No, man, just keep selling those supplements, and I hope Bigley does pull their head out of their you-know-where and starts giving you guys more deals for the sleep products you keep offering.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally agree. We're going to bring all of that and more to thealexjonesstore.com. I want to tell people, he's talking about all these phenomenal products, and thank you for the call. I really do appreciate it. I want to tell people right now, you can get all these things at thealexjonesstore.com. This is the place to go. For hats, for apparel, for belts, for water filtration, for vitamins, for minerals, for nutraceuticals, for methylene blue. You name it, we've got it available at thealexjonesstore.com. And this is different than other shows, right? Other shows, they have like a donation model, a super chat model. And you know that's fine for people to do. And if you want to donate to us, that's phenomenal as well. Here's the thing. We're giving you something to get something back. We're not taking anything away from you. That's why I'm proud to be a supplement salesman, a humble water filter merchant, if you will. That's why I'm proud of what we do, because what we do is good. It helps people. It helps people improve their lives, like that man I just talked to on the phone, for example. And you can get these amazing products at discount at thealexjonesstore.com. Limited, our new America 250 collection, 30% off some of the coolest t-shirts in the game. My dad designed those shirts. Super cool. Ultra methylene blue as well. Here's the thing. And I just did an impassioned plug. Go get the methylene blue. Go get all of it. Power plant methyl drive, ultra methylene red. That's all amazing. What did the caller say? He said, hey, like I want to buy a sleep supplement, but they don't have one really available. And I said, yeah, even though methylene blue can help you sleep as well. How about you go to 50%off.com? That's 50%off.com. I've got vintage classic knockout sleep support available for you right now. Best-selling formula for literally half a decade plus. Okay, top rated in our store. Kept our lights on at the old operation. I've got it reformulated, available for you under a new label at 50%off.com. I've got the Super Blue on there. I've got activated charcoal toothpaste. I've got Brain Force on there. I've got Alpha Power on there. This is the one-stop shop to get it, 50%off.com. Look at that. That's 9 ingredients. That's $29.95. Everything that people take separately for sleep, all wrapped up together into one perfect encapsulation. Okay, $29.95. That's the 2015 knockout price. Okay, look at how I'm treating you. I'm treating you how I want to be treated, right? When I go out there to buy a product, I want the best product at the best price. I call that discount premium. That's what 50%off.com is. And I'm grateful to everyone that's checked it out. I'm grateful for everyone that's gotten the knockout, gotten the brain force, gotten the toothpaste, all of it available at that website, 50%off.com. Cut back to me. I'm so grateful to be in the situation, to be in the chair, to do the show, to do these things. I would not be here shy from my upbringing, being raised around the crew, being raised around my dad and all the fine hosts, and really admiring all these people and wanting to do this profession, do this career. I have been a supplement manufacturer, white labeler, retailer, and shipper. I own a fulfillment center for the past 5 years. I've been doing those four things. Pretty crazy to think about. Now with the show, I'm doing all five and it comes together. I need you to support me. I need you to go to 50%off.com. And if you want CBD, I've got jonescbd.com. Because here's the thing. When I stop struggling to pay my rent, when I stop struggling to pay my payroll, to pay my employees and all of it, to run my operation, my shows get better. My thinking gets better. It all gets better. And if you want to see me in the chair more, if you want to see my talent level rise, my power level go up, the easiest way to do that is to show your support. And I'd never ask you for something without giving you something in return. These are products that you need and are probably already taking. And this is the thing, is like, well, do you take supplements? Yeah, I take a mushroom coffee. Yeah, I take a greens powder. I do all these things that are great. Okay, what are you targeting? What are you addressing? You know, what is the mechanism of action? You know, we sell methylene blue at thealexjonesstore.com. Methylene blue, incredible product. Nitrogen, sulfur, chlorine. Chlorine makes it a medical dye. Sulfur donates an electron to your mitochondrial process, makes your mitochondria more efficient, gives you energy, gives you nootropic, gives you stamina, gives you balance. All the things we know about methylene blue. You can look that up and confirm it for yourself, right? It's not something as to where we're not going to tell you what it is. Power up. That's right. Power up with methylene blue. Get the methylene blue. Get all the products at thealexjonesstore.com or, you know, go to 50%off.com and check out what I got available there. I just want to thank everyone so much for being here. Sorry I didn't get to you, Clown Car and O'Brien. Really appreciate y'all. Call into the next show. I should be back very, very soon. And I do appreciate everyone that's been holding on the line. Reshare, repost, especially the clips that come out of this episode. Thank you so much. Rex Jones here on The War Room. I'll see you around on the other side.
Folks, I'm Dr. Bigley. Today's presentation will be about methylene blue and you.
Dr. Bigley, what does methylene blue do?
Great question, Billy. It has to do with your mitochondria, the powerhouse of your cells. Let's bring out the mitochondria now!
Right.
As I was saying, methylene blue supercharges your mitochondria, which does wonders for your mental clarity, stamina, and overall pep. Just look at him go!
Gee, Dr. Bigley, he must have drank a lot of methylene blue. He was bouncing off the walls.
Right you are, Billy. He sure drank a lot. Let's continue, shall we?
Billy, did you know that methylene blue can cure communism?
No, sir. Can I see?
Why, certainly, Billy. Take a look over there.
Behold, Ivan, a Ruski doggedly determined to undermine our way of life. Careful, Billy. He bites. Oh. Look, vodka, potato hooch. Watch. The communism is slowly leaving his body.
Wow, the methylene blue cured the red right out of him.
So, how do you feel?
Gee, Doc, I don't know what got into me. I feel like $1 million now. Say, where can I get some more of that blue stuff in case I become retarded again?
You can find it on the alexjonesstore.com.
What does .com mean?
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.